Let's talk about the Book of Judas. My next guest presenting Book of Judas, Linda Stacy on the line. Described by best-selling author Nelson DeMille, it will take your breath away. Linda, again, popular, well-read columnist for the New York Daily News and more, presenting this. And, hey, one of the most 50 most powerful women in New York City. That's worth an interview. Good morning to you, Linda.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And what, you were selected as a finalist for the Mary Higgins Clark Award. She's a great interview as well.
Yes, Mary is a wonderful woman. And this is there's a thing called Thriller Fest, and it's a yearly meeting of all the thriller writers plus thousands of fans. And my first novel, The Sixth Station, was chosen as a finalist for the Mary Higgins Clark Award, which is the first, which is an award for the best thriller by a new author. So that was no pun intended, very thrilling.
That's great. Well, let's talk about you, and certainly with your second Alessandra Russo. I'll ask for that pronunciation. Thriller, Book of Judas. What's it about, Linda?
Well, it's about is a Gospel of Judas. And this was uncovered in the 1970s. It was found in a cave in Almania, Egypt. And it was lost for many, many years. And it was lost and found and stolen and lost again and found again on the black market for many, many years. And this is what brought me to it, which is really weird. So I was in my house, which I'd owned for 12 years, and I was looking on the shelf. I just finished my first novel, The Sixth Station. I was so glad not to be on the road and going crazy because I traveled through six countries with an exorcist priest, climbed mountains. I did everything to research that book. So I see this book on the shelf called I, Judas by Taylor Caldwell. And I thought, that's odd. So I pulled it down from the shelf. And I asked my family, did anybody bring this? They said, no. And then I look and the book is 50 years old. So I thought, well, this is really weird. And then 3 days later, I'm in Princeton, New Jersey, and I come across the Princeton bookstore, and I come across this book. I was with my daughter, and it's Reading Judas by Elaine Pagels, who's a scholar at Princeton. And I thought, oh, that's two Judases in 3 days. I'm so going to hell. So I figured, well, I got to buy this book. So I bought the book, and I'm reading and reading, and it turns out that the book was eventually found. National Geographic got their hands on it, this codex, this 2,000-year-old piece of the pages of written by Judas. And I'm reading, and it says, in a bank deposit box all rotted in Hicksville, Long Island. Well, I thought, well, damn, no pun intended again. I grew up in Hicksville, Long Island. Then it said, in the Citibank branch on North Broadway in Hicksville, Long Island. That was my branch as a kid. That was the branch that my parents had until they died. I mean, how weird is that?
Wow. Well,
so I had to write the book.
How many more signs?
So the book is about the.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, really. So the book is about the 18 lost pages of the Gospel of Judas. There are 18 pages still out there lost somewhere. And I thought, well, why were these pages lost? What if these pages had the actual formula for resurrection? Because this book from Judas, with all the things that Jesus told him esoterically about the universe, about God, about all the, and I thought, well, what if it had that and it got into the hands of terrorists? What if there was a resurrection way to resurrect people that would, and they would never die again? You could have an army of people who would never die. So that's what the book is about. It's about the quest of this reporter to find and destroy these pages.
Couple talking points. The resurrection of Christ. How the resurrection of Christ would have been impossible without Judas? You want to take us there?
Yes, it actually would have, because without that whole scenario, without the crucifixion, there could have been no resurrection. And Jesus has said that. And the actual Gospel of Judas, Jesus tells Judas, you need to do this. You will be the most reviled and hated man in the universe. But without that, it can't happen. So I thought that was a beginning for me of a very interesting thing that I hadn't thought about. And it drove me to this other thought process, which was also outlined in which is also part of the scenario of the book. Jesus was the most famous man or being in all of the area. Judas would never have had to tell the Romans and the Pharisees where he was, because he announced where he was all the time. He came riding into Jerusalem, possibly on two donkeys. Everybody followed him. There were thousands of people crowding around him. He told everybody where he was having dinner all the time. He went to pray every single night in the same garden. So the idea that Judas would actually have to go and tell the Romans and the Pharisees, when you think about it, it becomes ludicrous. It's like the cops not knowing where Justin Bieber is at all times if he's visiting town. I mean, he's the most famous man. Most famous being in all of the area. And then also, I found out, 30 pieces of silver was the price of the cheapest slave. So that was the slave like that had one arm. You know, it was like the worst possible worker you could have. And Judas was the treasurer of Jesus' disciples. So if he wanted money, he would have just run away with the treasury, right?
Yes.
So all of these questions are in the book. I certainly didn't start out to do this.
No.
It just was one of those things.
Yeah. Talking about what is in Between the Covers, Book of Judas, Linda Stacy on the line, STASI. Linda Kovmanis left you. The interweaving of fact and fiction was important here to create your compelling novel. Your experience as a journalist allowed you to write this compelling fiction?
Yes, well, you know, as a journalist, I know a lot of authors and fiction writers, and they can make everything up from whole cloth. I happen to be a journalist first, and I came to writing novels as a part of the joy of writing, but I need to investigate everything 9 ways till next Christmas. That's what I do. So for this book, one of the things I thought I would have to do is go to Israel and find the places where this gospel was actually written. So I knew that my husband had a very distant relative in Israel who was a mystic and a Kabbalist. So I said, well, I've got to go find this guy. So I went to Israel and I drove through the desert for hours. And the guy lives in this house in the desert. So I get to his house, and I promise you this is the truth. The second I walk in the house, all the lights go out. And he said, oh, we're having a mystical experience. And I thought, oh, this is weird. So then we're walking around. He's got this beautiful glass house, and it's in the middle of this dig, because everywhere in Israel has a dig going on somewhere. So he said to me, come on down in the basement. I want to show you something. And we're in the dark now, and I'm holding a candle. Now, I've seen all the movies. Don't go in the basement with the Kabbalist mystic. He's going to kill you, and no one will ever find you. So I said, okay, let's go in the basement. Yeah, that's because I'm a journalist. I can't help it. If somebody says something like that, I've got to do it. No matter how I'm putting myself in danger, it's crazy. So I went into the basement, and I thought, well, maybe he's got a finished bar. We can have a nice margarita or something. The guy had a 3,000-year-old burial tomb in the basement of his house.
Goodness gracious.
And that's the truth.
Appreciate
he
the truth.
He built
yep.
the house like 20 years earlier, and then about 10 years ago, as they were doing a dig in Israel, they dug and dug, and they dug this, there was a tunnel, and it led to underneath his house, and there was the burial tomb. And in the basement, I mean, in the tomb, there's all the slabs that where the bodies were laid out, there's the estuary jars where the bones were kept. It was crazy. So had I not done this, I wouldn't have had this whole giant scene that I was able to put into my book. Because had I not done that, who would ever think there could be a burial tomb under someone's house.
That's great. That and much, much more of these books of these facts and certainly the storyline. Book of Judas is out. Bestseller Linda Stacy. How do we find out more information?
Well, I have a website, Linda Stacy, S-T-A-S as in Sam, I.com, and it's got trailers for this book and the other book. The other book is even stranger mystically than this one in many ways, because I believe I found a cross with the DNA of Jesus on it. So all of that is explained on my website, lindastacy.com. You can order the book directly on the website, or you can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's out everywhere right now.
Great. Linda, keep up your work. Good work. Book of Judas is
out. Thank you. You too.